何や、
何なんだこれは。
白書、
何だか分かんないけど。
Leaving thousands stranded when electronic failures and serious power outages crippled the western United States. But the big story today, the much anticipated wedding, a fantastic couple, Reed Richards and Susan Storm, will take place this Saturday.
I'm going to give you something special. It's called Think Dust.
Unbelievable. Bizarre anomalies have been occurring all over the world, defying every known law of physics. And all the media want to know about is what China patterns you and I picked out.
And which one did you pick? The blue ones with them little flowers? I really like them.
Would you mind? It's happening again, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
No. We're not postponing anything. Not this time. This is going to be the wedding you've always dreamed of. And I'm not going to let anything get in the way of that. Not even the mysterious transformation of matter at the subatomic level.
That's the most romantic thing you've ever said.
Which is really pathetic when you think about it.
Dr. Richards, I'm very sorry, but it seems we're overbooked. We do have some seats available in coach, though.
Okay, here we go.
Smile!
Awesome!
That's right.
Let me get one more.
That should be fine.
That's my seat. Sorry.
Excuse me.
So what do you guys think about trying to get an endorsement from an airline? Get us a private jet.
I think we have enough endorsement deal.
That is funny. No, but seriously, Reed can help you subsidize all your little inventions. No thanks.
Excuse me.
Consider it. I'll talk to you guys later.
Johnny, where are you going?
I'm flight coach.
Range.
The snowfall came with no warning, no temperature change, and covered the pyramids in 2 inches of snow. And in Japan, some are suggesting the solidification of the bay was due to underwater volcanic activity, although no such activity has ever been reported in the area. Scientists have ruled out global warming as the cause of the extraordinary climatic events being reported around the globe. The scientists unable to explain the extraordinary events, some are beginning to wonder if the hand of God is at work. Now, in other news, Reed Richards and Susan Storm's wedding has Manhattan all abuzz. The guest list includes many of New York's power elite.
Hey, honey. The city's trying to charge us for 3 squad cars they say we destroyed. It was during that armored car robbery, but I only remember 2 squad cars getting thrown.
Mm-hmm.
Reed.
All right. I'm putting it away. You were saying?
I have a fitting in a half an hour. The musicians after that. I haven't even picked out the place settings or the flowers. There's just too much to do.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'm sure between the two of us, we'll get it all done.
And what were you doing when I just walked in?
I was inputting my to-do list.
Really?
Scout's honor.
Hey, guys. New uniforms just showed up. What do you think?
Oh. I think there's no way we're wearing that, Johnny.
What do you have against capitalism?
What's this?
Just a little hobby of mine.
Yeah? Would it make a good toy, or is it something, science-y?
A little of both.
You know, I've always been both impressed and disgusted at that.
Yeah. Sue says I'm addicted to it.
I wonder why she'd say that.
Hey, Johnny. Keep it quiet, but, I've cross-referenced and analyzed the global disturbances. They're being caused by cosmic radiation, not unlike the kind which gave us our powers.
Wow, that's really boring. So listen, I have a very important wedding issue I need to talk to you about.
Yeah, of course.
Your bachelor party.
No, seriously, John.
John.
Huh?
Focus testing showed that Johnny skewed a little young.
Seriously, Johnny, no bachelor party. It's just not my kind of thing.
Then do it for Ben. It means a lot to the big guy. You're going to break his heart. He does have some sort of rock-like heart, doesn't he?
I've got too much to do before the wedding. Frankly, I think Sue might have a problem.
You know what I think Sue would have a problem with? If somebody told her that you are actually investigating global disturbances and cosmic radiation instead of actually focusing on the wedding, like you promised.
A bachelor party could be fun.
Yes.
But no exotic dancers.
Some of your friends, but you really don't have any. Hey!
God, we had a deal.
They're not exotic dancers. They're just hot.
You're Mr. Fantastic, aren't you?
So awesome.
Wow, this is really cute.
I'm gonna need a picture with the biggest hand that we've got.
No problem.
Good evening and welcome to the Faxter. Can I help you? No, you can't use that elevator.
Miss Storm will be with you shortly.
Hello? Thanks, Roberta. May I help you?
We're here to see Dr. Richards.
I'm sorry, he isn't here right now. Is there anything I can help you with?
Yes. You can take me to see Dr. Richards.
Okay.
When the universe began, it was no bigger than a marvel. And then, bam! It exploded. And in a trillionth of a second, it expanded exponentially to what became the universe we know today.
Wow. You're really smart.
Thanks, Candy. That means a lot to me.
I love the song. You want to dance?
No, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, honestly,
I
don't. No, please. I don't want to embarrass you.
Kid.
unfortunately. For him. Shall we?
I think it might be Clover in time.
Sue! What are you...
General, hey. Let's talk somewhere private.
Unless you need to do jello shots off someone's stomach.
I was just explaining to the girls about how the Big Bang led to Johnny's idea. I just...
How does Reed know the general?
A few years back, the guy was trying to push a new missile defense system. But he testified that the technology wouldn't work.
I'm only here, Richards, because I'm under direct orders from the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Personally, I don't like the idea of sharing sensitive information with a civilian scientist, especially one who enjoys the public spotlight so much.
Always a pleasure to see you too, General. What can I do for you?
As you may know, there have been recent unusual occurrences all over the world. Officially, we've downplayed their significance to the public, but we're concerned that these anomalies might pose a credible threat to our national security.
These were taken by one of our spy satellites 3 days ago.
What is it?
We were hoping Dr. Richards could tell us.
I'm afraid I've never seen anything like it. Ben?
Well, I would say that it was a meteor, but the trail's all wrong. This thing's giving off its own energy.
Take a look at this.
These have been appearing in remote areas throughout the world since the event started. Field personnel estimate its diameter to be 200 meters.
If we're going to find out what this is all about, we need a way to locate and intercept that object.
Well, it'd be possible to build a sensor tied into the Baxter Building's satellite grid, and we can pinpoint the exact location of the object.
Good, so then you'll build the sensor for us. We'll tie that to the...
I'm afraid I can't.
What?
You see, I'm getting married this Saturday. I just don't have the time.
Richards, your country needs your help.
Look, why don't you call Professor Jeff Wagner? He's head of the physics department of Brown. I'm sure he can help.
I expected more, Richards. Even from you.
John Thorne, Fantastic Four Incorporated.
Have you done any professional modeling?
Not interested.
Because you got an amazing complexion.
Not interested.
Wow, and great. He's definitely still talking.
I can't believe you just turned down the science project.
Well, they can build a sensor without me. The most important thing right now is our wedding. No postponements, no interruptions.
Thank you.
And look, about what you saw back at the bar.
Don't worry about it. I know you. I'm glad you had fun.
Thank you.
Besides, it was nothing compared to what I did at my bachelorette party. Talk about wild.
Wild? Nothing. Just, need you some air.
You're making that thing for the general, aren't you? I'm guessing Susie doesn't know anything about it. Don't worry. My lips are sealed. That is, they would be if I had any.
Look, don't tell Johnny. Don't tell Johnny what? Great.
Are you building that thing?
No.
Sue finds out, you're going to get an invisible kick in the nuts.
Hey, hey, we're keeping this quiet.
I know.
Don't worry.
They're calling it the wedding of the century. Reed Richards and Susan Storm, also known as Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Woman, will try again to tie the knot today in a private ceremony in New York. Already.
Parasites.
Unbelievable.
And they're no shame.
Listen, everybody, this is a very special day for my sister. This is probably the most important day of her life. So I just want to say to you guys, please respect our privacy. I'm just kidding. We're going to be auctioning off the exclusive wedding photos to the highest bidder. So go online and place your bid. Thank you.
So what's it take to date the Human Torch?
Fireproof lingerie and a lot of hours.
Thank you.
Invitation, sir.
I should be on that list.
Name?
Stan Lee.
Yeah, nice try, Betty. Nice
no, no,
try.
Really, nice I'm Stan try. Lee. Yeah.
This isn't how I imagined it.
It never is.
No, Alicia. It just doesn't feel right.
Sweetie. I think even superheroes are allowed to have wedding day jitters.
It's more than that. Is my life always going to be a circus? Do we really want to raise kids in all this? Face it, we're not exactly normal.
Ben and I aren't normal, but we don't let it get in the way of us being happy. Do you love Reed?
More than I've ever loved anyone.
Then you have nothing to worry about.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, great.
What?
I've got a zit.
Can't you put makeup on it?
No, no, I got it. Crisis averted. Now all I have to do is concentrate on the area continuously for the next 8 hours.
Reed, come on. You're going to miss your own wedding.
Just a minute.
Almost done.
General, I'm putting the sensor online now. There. If there's a surge in cosmic radiation anywhere on the planet, you'll know about it.
Let's hope so, Richards. We've already gotten reports of two more craters.
Here comes the bride.
All right, all right, all right. Just linking it to my PDA. And, that's it.
Good. That's great. Now, would you shave and put on your tux? You're getting married in an hour and you look like a bum.
Absolutely.
What?
Getting married.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm getting married.
I heard of getting cold feet.
Hey. Hey, Johnny.
Wow. Does that amaze anyone else? How did you know it was me? I didn't say anything.
Well, to be honest, you kind of smell like ash.
You're late.
Oh, let's not make today about me. It's Reed and Sue's big day. Let's give them the attention for a change.
Ow!
Oh, don't do that. Okay, you're perfect.
You're perfect.
Hmm. I'll see you upstairs. Bye, Johnny.
So, seems like you and Alicia are doing well. Annoyingly so, in fact.
Yeah, I'm a lucky guy.
Yeah, you are. Question for you, though. How do you guys,
That's none of your business.
Okay, all right. I'm just concerned. I'd hate to wake up one morning and find out she was killed in a rock slide.
I'll show you a rock slide!
Thank you. Johnny? You shouldn't tease him so much.
It was a joke.
I don't know. I think it bothers you to see him really happy and in love. I think you're jealous.
You think I'm jealous?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the women I've dated?
No. You can only fool yourself but for so long, Torch.
Ta-da!
Hey, it's the bride of Stretchy Man.
I'm sorry.
Don't listen to him. You look gorgeous. You'll see out there, sweetie. Come on. We're on.
Okay.
You know, you don't look completely ridiculous in that dress.
Is that obnoxious brother talk for you look kind of nice?
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
Dad would be proud.
Beloved, we are gathered here today to...
Sue and Reed, congratulations on your wedding!
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join this couple, Reed Richards, together in the bond of holy matrimony.
I can't believe you actually brought that thing to our wedding.
I know, but this is a good reason. We have to get through this quickly.
Oh, that's romantic.
Should I continue?
Yes, please.
There are many kinds of love.
Could you skip to the end, please?
Reed!
Excuse me?
Too late.
This is Dolce.
Summons you. Another world awaits. Let it be done quickly.
It looked like a man, but completely covered in silver, and it was flying this like a surfboard type thing. I know that sounds crazy.
Oh, no. Not at all. So, did you follow the shiny man to Lollipop Land or the Rainbow Junction?
Look, I know what I saw.
Thank you. It's all right, Johnny. Whatever this thing's physical appearance is, it has the ability to convert matter and energy.
So it caused the anomalies.
It seems to radiate cosmic energy when it exerts itself, randomly affecting matter. Evidently, this entity, this silver surfer, didn't want to be detected. It destroyed the sensor.
It knew it was being monitored?
And traced it back here. We're dealing with something highly resourceful.
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. Just here to walk this off.
We have to destroy this thing before it attacks again. Richards, find me another way to track it.
Sue, I am so sorry. The only reason I didn't tell you about it is because I didn't want you to worry.
I'm not mad that you built the sensor. It was the right thing to do.
Oh, great.
I wasn't finished.
Okay, sorry. Please continue.
See, this proves exactly what I've been saying all along.
Could you drop the force field, please?
We can't even... Sorry. We can't even have a wedding without it turning into World War III.
I know. But once we are married, everything will be back to normal.
We will never have normal lives as long as we do what we do. How could we possibly raise a family like this? I'm gonna go check on Johnny. Johnny?
Strange since my brother was surfing.
Maybe we should get you checked out. What did you do that?
I didn't do anything.
Stop jump and roll! Stop jump and roll! Oh my god! Just hang on, I'll get you, okay? Hang on!
Oh!
Hey, watch it. Sue?
Sue! What's going on?
You're on fire!
You're on fire!
Fuck's sake!
Hold on!
Pull me in! Hey, it's the Human Torch! Johnny! Johnny! I'm not Johnny!
Sue, how did this happen?
I said Johnny! This is this!
Well, where is Johnny?
Here.
Try it again! Get out of there!
Sue, your clothes.
Why does this always happen to me?
All of Sue's results are normal. But Johnny's...
Johnny's are what?
Your encounter with a surfer has affected your molecules. They're in a constant state of flux.
Is that bad?
Will cause you to temporarily switch powers with Sue.
Ideally, I'd like to run some more tests.
You like to volunteer?
No!
Hey! This is serious!
I just wanted to give him a hug.
We don't know the extent of his condition yet.
It could be progressive. It could be degenerative.
It could be fun.
No, Ben!
Hey, it's me! I'm back!
Oh, my God! Come on! We just said this is serious!
Oh, yes.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me!
Hey, not bad.
Incredible.
Reed, you better be able to fix this.
I'm right on it. Try.
Stop it!
Starting to see why you like that.
Ha!
Oh, no! Crap.
That's not funny. What am I supposed to do in the meantime?
Just try to keep your distance from us.
You and me are going to be spending a whole lot of time together, pal.
My inside sources are telling me that the unlucky bride-to-be, Sue Storm, turned invisible. And it seems she's staying that way after yesterday's embarrassing fiasco. Coming up next, the Invisible Woman's greatest fashion blunders and an impromptu dance routine from former scientist Reed Richards.
Why do you keep watching this? Just ignore it.
I can't ignore it, Reed. There's no getting away from it.
I believe there is.
How? See? No answer.
Yes, there is. But what if, after this crisis is over, we leave it all behind?
What are you talking about?
We move out of the Baxter Building. I'll take a teaching position somewhere. Get back to my research. And the two of us will live our lives and raise a family like normal people.
You would do that?
Nothing is more important to me than our future together.
Oh, thank you. What about Ben and Johnny?
Well, they'll understand. Besides, Johnny's always been more of a solo act.
Let's not mention it to them yet. Johnny's got enough to worry about as it is, with his power problems.
You've been busy, my friend. Your talents are impressive. Can you understand what I'm saying? Together, we could be unstoppable. Anything would be ours for the taking.
All that you know is at an end.
What do you mean by that? Wait! I said wait!
Breaking up the team.
Huh?
Reed and Sue, I just overheard them. They want a nice, normal, boring-ass life. No more Fantastic Four.
Well, what do they expect us to do? Keep it going, just the two of us?
And call ourselves what? The Dynamic Duo?
What were they going to tell us?
They'll tell you when they're ready to tell you. It's their decision, not yours. You can't be mad at them for doing what makes them happy.
Guys, we've got a serious problem. I've been cross-referencing the surface radiation through every astronomical database. Altair 7, Rigel 3, Vega 6.
He's been to all these planets?
And now they're lifeless, barren, some even shattered. Everywhere the surfer goes, 8 days later, the planet dies.
And how are we going to stop him? We don't even know where he is.
What about the craters?
They're appearing in a numerical sequence. The last crater was formed in Greenland, so the next in the sequence should be latitude 51 degrees, 30 minutes north, longitude 0 degrees, 7 minutes west.
When he surfaces, we've got to move the fight away from the crowd.
No, he's too fast to be contained. When I see Silver, I'm hitting him.
Wait, you can't do that. We've got to stick to the plan and work as a team.
Oh, so we're a team now. That's news to me.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
Look, we were going to tell you guys.
When were you going to tell us? When you moved our stuff out of the Baxter building?
Johnny, this really isn't a good time.
Kid's got a point, Reed. You should have told us.
All right, that's enough. We'll talk about this later.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Thank you.
I'll try!
Back before you get somebody killed.
Oh my God.
What the hell was that?
We'll make adjustments. Next time, we'll be ready.
Next time? There's no next time. You can't handle this alone. That's why I'm bringing in some help.
General, you bring in more soldiers and weaponry, you're going to put innocent people in danger.
No more than you already have. Victor. What's the matter? Afraid of ghosts?
You're a ghost, you won't mind if I break your little neck.
Let him go.
Don't you know who that is?
It's Victor Von Doom. He's here under my orders. Ben, let him go. How is this possible? How are you still alive?
No thanks to you four. That's for certain.
Von Doom's made contact with the alien. He's got valuable information.
Information that might just help save the planet. Now, let's be clear about this, shall we? I hate you. All of you. But the world's at stake, and we need to work together to survive.
General, we know firsthand. You trust Victor, and you're gonna regret it.
So far, the only one I've regretted trusting here is you. Richards.
Reed, don't agree to this.
Let's see what he's got. I made a detailed recording of our little encounter.
All that you know is at an end.
Well?
I like the part where he knocks you on your ass.
Look at where the energy levels surge when he attacks me. There. See what happened?
The energy was channeled through him, but it originated from his Borg.
If we can separate him from the Borg, we can cut off his power completely.
And that's what we have to do.
How? If I knew that, I wouldn't need you people, would I?
You two should get started right away.
I'm glad we have the opportunity to collaborate again. I'll try to talk slowly, so you can keep up.
How can we be working on the same side as Victor?
You got me, pal. Things were a lot simpler when I could just wail on the guy.
I'll pay for that.
I gotta tell you, man, I'm starting to feel like a complete screw-up.
Hey, hey, you're not a complete screw-up.
Thank you.
Look, kid, it's out of our hands. It's up to the eggheads now.
You think Reed's right? About the whole end of the world thing?
He's never been wrong about this kind of thing before.
You know, I'm not exactly a deep kind of guy.
Really?
But if Reed's right, then this is it.
How do you want to spend your last few minutes?
Part of me would like to go out fighting. truth is, I'd like to spend my last couple of minutes holding Alicia.
That sounds pretty good. I mean, not the holding Alicia thing. That's, you know, your girlfriend, not mine. Want nothing to do with her. Not to say that she's not attractive. She's very attractive. I mean, she's, you know, so attractive. Even with the, you know, I can't even think of a guy that wouldn't want to... What I meant was that it's just nice to have somebody.
Well, you got me, pal.
How's it going?
I can't find the link.
It's going to be all right. You have
to... No, it won't be. The whole world's counting on me, and I just...
Reed, you're going to find the answer. You always do.
Yeah, thanks, Sue.
You just need to relax.
Yeah, right.
Do. You need to relax. Take a deep breath. Slower. There you go. Come on. Again. See? I can already feel your pulse slowing down. Mm. Do you remember that time in school?
A pulse.
Huh?
A tachyon pulse. I love you.
Glad I could help.
So, exactly how does this thing work?
When we activate the field, it'll separate him from his board, making him powerless.
It's like a fish in a net.
Yeah. In theory, anyway.
How long before this is operational?
3 hours.
3 hours?
I know, I can only go so fast since apparently I'm working by myself now.
What do you need to make this happen?
Actually, there are a couple of things. Do your field engineers...
What are you doing?
Don't you knock?
You're supposed to be helping Reed in the lab.
Tell him not to worry. I'll be there to hold his hand and finish his little project for him. Anything else?
How'd you do it? How'd you come back?
Scares you, doesn't it?
Did you know I could create a force field inside someone's body and expand it until they explode?
Give it your best shot.
Just get back to the lab.
Mr. Storm, we're heading to intercept the surfer in 10 minutes. With or without you?
Will you just... waiting outside the bathroom to try and catch me in a towel? That was a joke. I was joking. Why are you so down on me? You don't even know me.
Actually, I know you very well. I read your personality profile. Confident, reckless, irresponsible, self-obsessed, bordering on narcissism.
Okay, so you do know me.
All I've seen is a guy that almost got his team killed.
Okay. I've been a little off my game lately.
This is not a game. Sir, he's holding his position north of here.
Good.
General, give us a 1 mile perimeter.
Forget it, Richards. You had your shot, and you blew it. This is a military operation now, so jam the signal, get out of the way, and let us do our job.
You don't understand.
No, you don't understand. So let me make it clear for you and your pack of freaks here. I'm the quarterback. You're on my team. Got it? But I guess you never played football in high school. Did you, Richard?
No, you're right. I didn't. I stayed in and studied like a good little nerd. And 15 years later, I'm one of the greatest minds of the 21st century. I'm engaged to the hottest girl on the planet. And the big jock who played quarterback in high school, well, he's standing right in front of me asking me for my help. And I say he's not going to get a damn thing unless he does exactly what I tell him and starts treating my friends and me with some respect.
Give him what he wants.
I'm so hot for you right now.
Me too.
Careful, Johnny. All right, let's go to work.
This is it. You have your coordinates.
Set up your posts and rendezvous back here.
Smokey, look at you. You're cute. Yeah, that's right. Keep running, boo-boo. Overgrown furball.
What's their status?
Yeah, I'm good to go.
Same here.
Almost there. We have a problem.
What's wrong?
He's here.
Get out of here. Right now.
Destroying our planet.
I have no choice.
Sue!
Wait! What do you mean you don't have a choice? There's always a choice.
Not always.
Why are you trying to destroy us?
I am not the destroyer.
Come on, Richards. Just jam the damn signal.
Maybe he needs a little persuasion.
Fire one over the top.
Roger out.
Open fire.
Open fire! No, wait.
Leave.
Come on, Sue.
All right, it's up.
Reed!
Got him.
So tough now, are you?
Hector! Stay back!
You're the quarterback.
Move him out.
Okay. But General, we have an agreement.
Calm down. The enemy has been captured. Mission accomplished.
Where is he?
Contained.
General.
Mr. Sherman, if you'll excuse us, we have work to do.
I want to be there for the questioning.
That's not going to happen. Please make sure our guests remain here, comfortably.
Yes, sir.
General, what about the board?
It's in a chamber which continuously scrambles the signal.
There are certain things I'm not permitted to do because they're considered human rights violations. Fortunately, you're not human.
Are we prisoners? How did that happen?
Apparently, they don't want us interfering with their methods.
I can't even imagine what they're doing to him in there.
I say he gets what he deserves.
How can you say that?
I'm just saying that maybe the general's right about this. The guy was about to destroy the planet. He said so himself.
But it doesn't make any sense. He protected me from the missile. Why would he do that?
Maybe he thinks you're cute.
There's a lot more going on here. He said he wasn't the destroyer.
Maybe he lied.
We need to get inside there and talk to him. But under the radar.
Hey, is there any way we could get some DVDs or popcorn or something just to pass the time?
I'll call that in, Mr. Stern.
Great, thank you. Semper Fi.
That's the Marine Corps. We're the Army.
Right, I know, it's the Army.
Fontaine wants to speak with you.
Should really be a little more cooperative.
Mr. Sherman, let's take a break.
I know you were there.
What's your name? Come on, you must have a name. I'm Susan. You said you weren't the one trying to destroy our world. Then who is?
The one I serve.
Who do you serve? Look, I'm trying to help you. But in order to do that, you have to tell me the truth. Please.
It is known by many names. My people called it Galactus, the Devourer of Worlds. It must feed on energy to survive. both thermal and organic.
How could you willingly serve this thing?
Because I must.
Doesn't it bother you? All the worlds and innocent people you've helped destroy?
My service spares my world and the one I love.
Why did you try to protect me?
Because you remind me of her.
Could you stop the destroyer if you wanted to?
It is not I who draws the destroyer here. It is the beacon.
What's the beacon?
The source of my power.
You're bored?
Take joy in the last few hours you have left, for he is nearly here.
Promised. Now it's time to keep your end of the bargain.
You can do your tests on the board. But under armed guard. And in my presence only.
Absolutely.
General Hager, access granted.
The board is what's drawing it here.
How do you fight something that can eat planets?
We have to get to the board and lead it away from here before it's too late.
Well, do you think the general will go for that?
He'll have no choice.
Thank you, General. I'm afraid the truth is sometimes Reed is right.
Hey, you. Come here. Let me ask you something.
Gotta get it back.
We need to get the surfer. He's the only one that understands its power.
Even if we break him out of this place, how are we going to catch up to Victor?
Leave that to me.
Day of your life.
What the hell is going on? Where is General Hager?
He's dead.
If we don't get him out of here, we're all gonna be...
Frankie. The world is literally at stake here. You have to trust us. Please.
We need to get to the roof. He should be here by now.
What should be here? Holy crap.
Wait. This is by far the coolest thing you have ever done. Hemi?
Of course. Okay, Ben, you get inside. Johnny, you fly behind us.
Oh, dude, you gotta let me fly this thing.
Forget about it. I'm the best pilot here. I should fly.
Are you serious?
Hey.
We'll be lucky if this thing can carry you.
I can fly circles around you. Fly, please.
Shut up! And move it! I'm driving.
Okay, we're now officially enemies of the United States of America. Victor is out there somewhere with unlimited power, and we've got a giant intergalactic force that's about to destroy our planet in less than 24 hours. Did I miss anything?
I've got a lock on Victor's energy trail. He's headed over southeast China. Hang on.
Lauren Rad.
What?
I was once called Norrin Rad.
Norrin, we're going to need your help to save our world. Do you understand?
What the hell was that?
Victor, the Borg is drawing the destroyer here. You have to give it up.
You know, I've never been the giving type, Reed.
Hold on. We're gonna have to split up!
What?
This ought to be fun.
Stay close to me, Joe!
Phew.
Johnny, don't touch him.
We need to find a way to get the board.
Survive me.
Victor's got to have a pulse emitter linking him to his board. We take it out, we can separate him from his board. He's too strong for me.
I could wail on him if I could get close enough, but he could see me coming from a mile away.
It would take all of us. Or maybe just one of us. We don't know what it could do to you.
Let's not make this about me.
To quote a friend of mine, it's clobbering time.
Fight the kid. Not without me.
Treasure each moment with her and tell her she was right. We do have a choice.
Why isn't it working?
We were too late.
I will no longer serve. This is the end for us both.
Hey, wait. I'm not changing.
Hey, that's right. Great. Okay. Now you're making me uncomfortable. Separate ways.
No.
If it wasn't for the team, the whole world would be gone by now.
We can't run away from our responsibilities and the people we need to protect. This is who we are.
That's what I've been saying.
What about having a normal life? A family?
Who says you have to be normal to have a family?
So you're up for another media circus wedding? This time's a charm.
No. I got a better idea.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to join Reed Richards and Sue Storm together in holy matrimony.
What is it?
Venice is sinking into the Adriatic.
Oh, boy. That's a biggie.
Can we just skip to the end?
Yeah, the love these two share.
No, the very end.
Yeah, great. Yeah, the rings?
No.
Oh, yeah. I now pronounce you man and wife, and you may kiss the bride.
We should get out of here.
Yeah.
Gotta go on.
Okay. I have to throw the bouquet. Ready?
Heads up, Johnny.
Sorry. Reflex.